Hello to each and all, and welcome to Nemata, gateway to the Sophianic School of Arts and Sciences. Word Nemata is plural form of nematon, which is a Latin-based term referring to a grove of trees, but in particular, a sacred grove. Well, of course, those of us who love the earth and love nature would consider all trees and all groves to be sacred. But nematon, in particular, in ancient times, designated a grove of trees where certain sacred rites were enacted. So the plural nemata means the sacred groves. Now, I've indicated in Not in His Image and Elsewhere
that the mysteries of antiquity
were initially performed in the wilds of nature, out among the rocks and trees. The first temples were simply groves of trees, or nemata. Later on, those sacred sites developed into walled sanctuaries, eventually into temples, and then around the temples were constructed other buildings, the auditorium, the library, the workshops, so that you had a fully equipped campus, such as the campus of the University of Alexandria in ancient Egypt. In the sacred groves, the initiates, who may also be called telestai, identical with the true Gnostics, performed their private and sacred rites, and they conducted their worship of the Mother Goddess and the other Aeonic powers that they recognized operating in the weave of the cosmos and down into the minute and granular detail of the natural world.
Now, scholars of religion, historians of religion, routinely throw around the words mysteries and mystery schools without really knowing what they're talking about. And they don't often make a distinction between what are the mysteries as such and what are the mystery schools. Well, as anyone who's followed my work will know, that the word school adds an educational aspect to the concept of the mysteries. So, in the first place, the mysteries were sacred rites and rituals and methods and performances by which the initiates delved into the secrets of the cosmos, and by which they learned, according to what they called in Greek theoria, that is to behold the spectacle of the supernatural world directly, and mathesis, instruction from the supernatural source of life. But they did not merely keep what they learned to themselves. The adepts of the mysteries turned out from their cells and their sanctuaries and went forth into the world as educators and teachers, hence mystery schools. So while scholars are correct in defining the mysteries as religious cults of antiquity, they miss the point, which I have stressed many times, and which, if I may say so, I embody in flesh and blood, and that point is that they were also educational cults. Well, Nemata is an educational cult. So when you consider what I'm going to tell you about it, bear in mind, right up front, that if you become engaged in Nemata, you will, in fact, be entering a cult. But it's an educational cult, and it's an open source cult. operated in complete transparency and without hierarchy and without indoctrination and brainwashing, which are the hallmarks of most cults when you consider that concept in its nefarious aspect, right? So what I'm going to tell you now is, as I've often claimed, really something that you've never heard before. Or I could say I'm pretty sure that you've never been propositioned in quite the way that I'm going to proposition you now. Purpose of this welcome talk is, of course, to orient you to the sacred groves of Nemata. And at the same time, I'm going to put a special spin on it, because I'm going to describe to you not only what's on offer in Nemata, which you can take or leave, ignore or absorb to your delight, but I'm going to tell you what are my wishes for how you would participate in Nemata, which is the modern reinvention of the mystery schools. Now, first of all, let me make it clear, I'm not telling anyone what they have to do. So you can come on to Nemata as a member, you can come on enrolling in particular courses, as I'll explain, or you can just come on randomly from the outer world, falling upon this site, and there's a lot in the site that is public access. And you can peruse through that as you wish. You can be, anyone can be, a passive learner. But I have other designs in mind for you, and so I'll get to them in the course of this welcome message. So, first of all, orientation. The general structure, the overall structure of Nemata is really, really simplific. I like that word. I invented it years ago by contrast to simplistic. I said to some students in Santa Fe years ago, simplific refers to the clear or lucid structure and organization of something that is very vast and complex. Well, you can't simplify it. You can't simplify the mystery teachings. There is no mystery school for dummies. But you can present it in a simplific form. Simplifically speaking, Nemata consists of seven great assembly halls, you might call them. And you will see them if you just scroll down the landing page. I'm going to go through them one by one. So I bring your attention first to the hall number 18, Breaking Noose. And this is the place where you come to hear what I have to offer currently. For instance, Dakini weather reports on celestial omens, on what's happening in the current lunar cycle, who's on shift, the apogee, perigee of the moon, and a lot of other new and current material for members only. Next, you go to the projects hall. And there, too, if you click on that page, you will see what are the concrete projects that Nemata is producing. And these include books, publications of my work through Terma Publishing, which is a subsidiary of my legacy, you could say. Also, there is a kit in preparation, a game. There is a new form of a tarot deck based on the Tantric Gnostic system of planetary tantra, and there is an oracle, the Kali Dice Oracle, which might be compared to the Book of Runes, which was extremely popular some years ago, 25 or 30 years going back. Third, you come to the assembly room, which has 12 doorways leading from it. And each of those doorways goes down a hall, and there you arrive at one of the 12 courses offered by Nemata. Can also call them learning paths, 1 through 12. So, in effect, if you put yourself in a virtual picture of Nemata, you would have the opportunity to leave that assembly room and go into 12 different classrooms. 1, Gaian Alchemy. 2, Cosmology. 3, Grail Studies. 4, Gnosis Today. 5, Metacritique. 6, Living Myth. 7, Poetic Craft. 8, Kali Yuga. 9, Biomysticism. 10, Mythophrenia. 11, Skywatching. And 12, Contraviolence. And if you click on any one of the icons for those classrooms, you go immediately to the classroom, and then you have a little introductory description of that course, Gnosis Today or Poetic Craft. Ideally, I'm going to add a little recorded message for each classroom to introduce you to the material. And then scrolling down further, you'll see the curriculum. And if you're a member, you have access to all the curriculum in all the courses. Otherwise, you have the option to enroll one by one in the courses, which are presented in blocks or units of about 4 to 6 lessons each. So much for the 12 classrooms. And I have to tell you, if I do say so myself, that there is one magnificent feat of simplification demonstrated by the organization of the material in these classes. So next I bring your attention to the great assembly hall number 17, the Tertan and the Terma. And if you click on that, you'll be able to read about yours truly and the Terma. And it's really important, I think it is anyway, or I would consider it to be essential to all students and participants to have a clear notion of the work comprised in Nemata, of the material, the contents, the talks, the illustrations, to have a clear notion that all of that material falls into two parts, what I call the pre-terma work before April or August of 2008, and then the post-terma work. So that you can read about myself, the main Tertan, the inceptor of the school. I am the inceptor of this modern mystery school. And you can read about the terma of Gaia Awakening in case you don't happen to know already what it is. Next, you come to the assembly hall called the Treasure Chest, and that hall is actually still under construction, so it's not open. But it will contain a display of various wares and artifacts produced by the Mystery School, and included among them, and principally, will be the publications coming forth from Terma Publishing, and other articles such as the Kali Dice Oracle, which is a game and divination event. Finally, I come to the 6th of the great assembly halls, and that is entitled Vocations or Vocational Paths. So what is the difference between the vocational paths that you get to through 3 great doorways leading from this assembly hall and the 12 classrooms that you get to from the other assembly hall? Well, there are 3 vocational paths in Nemata, which are the Humanities Course, Celestics, and the GNE Course. GNE referring to the Gaian Navigation Experiment, which I conducted between March of 2011 and March of 2014. The difference with the vocational paths is that the material is not presented simply in blocks, such as Poetic Craft 101, Biomysticism 101, 102, and so forth. Rather, the material of these 3 paths of learning, 13, 14, and 15, requires a more long-term commitment, and it requires a more intensive participation. And the fee structure for the vocations is designed in a different way from that of the 12 courses. If you are a member of NEMATA, you have access to all the courses. If you are an enrollee and want to take a block here and there in one classroom or another, then you can elect to follow the courses block by block according to your disposition and according to the way that the various subjects and topics happen to engage you. So when you come to the vocations, you're looking at a vocation or a calling. You don't just undertake one of the vocations, the humanities, celestics, or the GNE, without knowing beforehand that it's going to require considerably more of your time than a learning block in one of the 12 classrooms. So once again, if you click on each of the vocations, you'll find a written text that's explanatory. You will be oriented to the material in that vocation and to the way it's going to be handled. At the moment of the launch of NEMATA, the design and delivery of these vocations is still in development. Now, additional to what you find in those six great assembly halls, there will be another feature on NEMATA. I would say it is a much awaited feature, and that will be the members forum, which I'm calling the treehouse. So this is a members-only feature where you can come together and develop the synergy of the learning experience, where you can exchange views, questions, insights, and develop a dialogue through a series of threads in the way that forums usually work. So that's a feature that will certainly appeal to a lot of students, those of you who find yourselves out there and somewhat isolated in the conditions of Kali Yuga. Finally, there is one more great assembly hall. You see beneath the six icons that I've just described, you'll see the familiar banner of Planetary Tantra. That is the same banner that I've used for many, many years on metahistory.org. Now, Planetary Tantra is unique in NEMATA because it presents that part of the school of Sophianic Arts and Sciences, which is free to everyone. It's free to the world at large. So this is a free university when it comes to Planetary Tantra. And so anyone who comes across the site may access the material that is available in that great assembly hall. I would point out, however, that those of you who are on the general mailing list, that is not to say the members list, will be updated on all activities concerned Planetary Tantra. So there are advantages to being on the general mailing list, even if you're not a member and even if you're not enrolled in any particular course. I'd advise you to click on the navigation button below the bar that shows the MP3 file for this welcome talk. And there you'll see in one concise page sort of a resume of what I've said about how NEMATA is set up. And you will be able to learn very quickly how simplific it is, really, and how user-friendly the structure of this site is intended to be. There are many advantages in NEMATA which you do not find in my work, in the output of my work as it stands so far, in my books, in metahistory.org, gaiaspora.org, kalirising.org, and in the many hundreds of talks and interviews that you can find on the internet. There is really genius in the setup of NEMATA and in the breakdown of all this material and the restructuring of it into units which can be assimilated much more easily than the material as it now stands. So, typically, you may be familiar with some of the material, say, that pops up in, let's say, block one of the course number six, Living Myth. You may have already come across some of this material on metahistory.org, or you may have come across some of it on YouTube or in my various interviews. The difference is that when you re-encounter that familiar material on Nemata, it's placed within a structure that has definite boundaries so that it stands for your absorption. It offers itself to your attention in a lucid and coherent way. Very easy to get lost on metahistory.org, believe me, I myself do all the time. I can more or less assure you that it's going to be almost impossible to get lost on Nemata. Give you an example. Sometime after I completed the GNE, I did a series of talks called News Flashes and Newsletters, and they consisted not only of talks, but of text and talk. If I have to go and find them now, it's very difficult for me to know where they are. Well, Nemata is really a game changer. Due to its genial design, such apparently random talks as that one, which is by no means random, can now be found, for instance, among the blocks of Course 1 in Gaian Alchemy, and you find it there, integrated with other material, in such a way that it makes sense to you in ways that it did not make sense previously. That is to say that the design of Nemata allows me to put this material into coherent units, and within those units, you have a totally new approach. I can't estimate by percentage, but I would say that, I'll just say that there is some proportion of the content of Nemata that is familiar from metahistory.org, and you may have already seen it. But there is a considerable part consisting of new text and new talks, unpublished writings that you haven't seen. And the genius of this structure of the school is to combine these, all of these elements, new and old, familiar and unfamiliar, into a lucid and coherent shape. So there you are. With all that, I will conclude the orientation segment of this welcome talk. Now what I'd like to do, in completion, is to state my particular wishes for how Nemata would be used and how you would participate in this instrument of higher learning, the higher education of the human species, to borrow the meme from the Romantics. I have said that it is a cult, an educational cult, and I would add that it is also, Nemata is also the instrument of my legacy. So I feel that it might not be inappropriate, or it might not be, let's say, presumptuous of me to state my protocols regarding your participation in Nemata. First of all, I ask you to recall my opening sentence. I used the word gateway. I said that Nemata is the gateway to the School of Sophianic Arts and Sciences. Another way to state this is to say that it is the online portal to an in-life program. Think about going on a tour of some magnificent natural setting, like Yosemite Park in the United States. And suppose that when you arrive at the entrance to the park, there's a gateway that you go through. You step through that gateway to enter the natural setting. Now, the gateway in front of the park might be made of bamboo. It might be made of granite or marble. It might be made of diamonds, or it might be made of marshmallows. It doesn't matter what the gateway is made of, as long as you recognize the purpose of the gateway and how the gateway is different from the locale to which it gives you access. This website, this platform, in the format of WordPress, is merely the gateway to Nemeta. But Nemeta is not an online event. You come to Nemeta to take the classes, to take the courses and the blocks, Poetic Craft 101, 102, Biomysticism 101, 102, 103, whatever. You come to learn about Planetary Tantra for free. And once you receive that knowledge, once you access that material, well, you turn and you take it away into life. The portal is virtual, like the gate to Yosemite Park. But the landscape and the territory beyond that gate is not virtual. So it is my prerogative and my wish as the inceptor of the school that you do not remain in the virtual. And I have some ideas about how to get out of the virtual. So let me elaborate them a little bit for you. The portal of Nemeta is virtual, but the campus is in fact the canvas of your own life and the theater of your destiny. This is not an online university. It's not set up to operate that way, and it ought not to be regarded in that way. Another key point, another key protocol coming from the inceptor is this. With Nemeta, your participation is existential and expansive. You do not merely attend the School of Sophianic Arts and Sciences, you also run the school. You teach as you learn. And as a matter of fact, that phrase, quote, teach as you learn, end quote, could be considered as the motto of Nemeta. To teach and learn is to transceive. That's a term, a technical term, from the jargon of the terma of Gaia Awakening. The Turton, the treasure finder, transceives a wisdom treasure. He or she receives it and then passes it on to others. This method of transception was also typical and standard for the teachers in the mystery schools, as I indicated at the beginning of this little welcome message. Teach as you learn. I've often said this in the course of my talks over the last 5 or 6 years. There is a responsibility that comes with the content. Now, if you choose to be simply a passive learner, that's fine. I'm not going to resent you for it. But I would say that you would be missing the thrill, and you would not be enjoying the optimal advantage of this unique learning experience. The responsibility to teach what you learn and to teach as you're learning is part of the art and science of the Sophianic wisdom that has been reborn in our time, recovered and reinvented. By another analogy, this is kind of a crude analogy, but I really want to get my point across here in completing this welcome talk. The virtual portal that you're looking at here is like a vending machine you go to a vending machine and to take out a product, be it a drink, be it a sandwich, be it a hat. If the product stays in the vending machine, then you can't really enjoy it, can you? You're just looking at the drink or the sandwich in the vending machine. So take away is what you want to think about. What is going to be your takeaway when you engage in the content of Nemata? Now, at first encounter, you're going to find Nemata on a computer screen, obviously, or a handheld device, a tablet, an iPhone, an Android. Here again, I'm going to speak to all of you who care and dare to listen. And I'm going to encourage you to begin migrating from the IT electronic zone. One thing that you will notice about Nemata as the site becomes more developed and honed is that there are no links. So if you are taking, say, block 103 of learning path number 8, Kali Yuga, and it has on it some material drawn from medhistory.org, which previously had links, you will find that there are no links. There are no links on Nemata, because links simply lead you by the nose through the rat maze of cyberspace. I can tell you happily that I see the launch of Nemata as an event signaling the initial phase of a migration out of cyberspace, the initial phase of finding independence from IT and the electronic format as a whole. Now, naturally, if you're going to listen to my talks, you're going to be using an electronic device. I record them on electronic device, as I'm doing right now, and they will be replayed. You're going to hear the archonic replica of my voice on these electronic devices. And that's okay. That's acceptable. But when it comes to the text, it would be my wish and my protocol that you migrate out of the screen and out of the handheld device. Suppose, for instance, that you take a block 101 Metacritique, which consists of a block of 6 lessons. If you would care to observe my protocols, how about printing out those lessons and putting them in a 3-ring binder? Eventually, someone who takes, say, over a course of time, 3 different courses from Nemata would be able to walk into their house, walk up to a bookshelf, and they would see 3 different notebooks. One, Gaian Alchemy, 4, Gnosis Today, 8, Kali Yuga. And in those notebooks would be organized the blocks of learning that are made available progressively as Nemata evolves and develops over time. I hold this visualization and I ask you to consider it. Just consider it. It matters to me. I want you to know that. Eventually, it may happen that the material on Nemata, which you access in electronic form, might not be available online. It might happen over the course of time that the team who manages the site will make these block courses available as printout and print-only downloads so that you can't read them online. I do have that in mind. I am scheming in that direction. To me, as I visualize the future of my legacy, as long as I'm still here and even when I'm not, I see the students and teachers, because you are all student teachers in this school, I see them with their notebooks, sitting in cafes, sitting in the park, reading the notebook and not reading from an electronic device. The migration from cyberspace back to handheld artifacts such as books and written notes is really, really important for the education of the human species in the future. The return to reading and literacy and independence from reading online is something for you to think about. So I leave you with that thought in the conclusion of my welcome message. What you find on Nemata now, and the team is loading material all the time, Nemata will be continually in growth and evolution from this moment on. What you find there is the fruition of many, many years of my life. So having Nemata up and running is, I can assure you, a tremendous act of release for me. So I have the ultimate pleasure of seeing what I have created and all that I have imagined and all that I wish to teach, seeing it out in the open, concrete, material, manifesting in a lovely mosaic of shapes and colors, which are the classrooms and facets of Nemata. This platform allows the release of my legacy generically. It is really the fulfillment of what I have been talking about for years as handover. So, on that note, I'll hand it over to you who listen and who care and dare to learn and teach, who care and dare to imagine and carry forward the correction of the Aeon Sophia and recreate the mysteries from the raw material of your own lives. It's all there in open source discourse. It's there in talk and text. It's there in the common parlance of Buddhas and sentient beings alike. Your role in the Maitreya process, should you choose to play one, can be found here.